Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business, praise God. And beloved, you know what? One of the biggest miracles He does is transforming you and me. God bless you. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, as I mentioned, if you happened to catch yesterday's broadcast, it's a little different this week. Normally, I do have a message, a teaching or preaching on a particular passage of Scripture, but this week, I'm just sort of jumping all around and just sharing some things that I sense in the Spirit. For those who are listening to the broadcast, would be able to benefit or be encouraged by, and just some very practical things, because God is a God of the crises in our lives, a very present help in trouble, but also He's a God of our ordinary days, our routine days, where we have to get up and face the same old, well, I was going to say boring, but if it is, that's because we haven't quite got the full insight that the Lord has for us in terms of how we should be living our lives. I know, I confess, I've been bored at times, and I'm sure if you're honest, you'd have to confess you've been bored at times. And sometimes what we have to do is not enjoyable or stimulating in itself. I can remember when I first came to California, the first full-time job I ever had was at a local printing shop. And I was just doing that so I could establish residency and save money to go to the University of California, Berkeley. And yet the very things that I was learning in that particular job, such as collating and stuffing, are the very tools that I was learning how to use a folder, things that I was using in ministry. But I was so bored with the job. It was like, oh, this is so boring. I wanted to be at school, you know. And so I would develop equations for the length of string needed to try a bundle. You know, the thing is, we can, and I wasn't saved then. So, beloved, God can do all kinds of things to take the dullness and the the boring routine of your daily life and infuse it with joy and excitement. Now, with your natural mind, you say, oh, come on, Sister Glenn, you know, get off of it. Well, beloved, I do know that God has a way of making the things that are even unpleasant, pleasant. Why? Because you are doing it for Him. Whatsoever you do, do it as heartily unto the Lord and not unto man. So there's a scripture for you. So, beloved, anyway, I'm detouring. I'm not even on the subject of what I wanted to share with you, because I feel there are some of you that could use some real help. And I'm going to give you some actual scriptures, because you're dealing with difficult people. They may be under your same roof, or they may be on the job, or they may be neighbors, or work associates, well, whatever the situation is. Some of you are dealing with difficult people, and God has a way of somehow bringing them into the forefront of your life. And as we look at the Word of God, we see in 2 Samuel, that entire 22nd chapter was really a song of praise, because David had a lot of enemies in his life. That first verse says, "The David spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all of his enemies and out of the hand of Saul." And he goes and shares the way that God was merciful. He said in verse 28, "And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down." For who is God save the Lord, and who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect. I have pursued mine enemies and destroyed them, and turned not again until I had consumed them. So he had to deal with a lot of difficult people. And just as God did for David, whatever that situation is, God will come along and rescue you. Maybe not in just the time frame you want or in the way you desire, but God will do it. The important thing is, they may be mean, they may be nasty, but you can't turn ugly back at them. We have to do things God's way. And so I'm going to share some scriptures, and if you are so inclined, you might want to just jot them down, put them on a note card, carry it around if you're dealing with some really bad situations. The first one, let me just refer you to Psalm 18, verses 47 through 50. That's Psalm 18, 47 through 50. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine strong enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and sheweth mercy to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. Praise God. And then in Psalm 57, actually that whole psalm is a wonderful psalm to keep close when you're dealing with difficult people. Verse 9, let me just share that. When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, that God is for me. Verse 11, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Verse 13, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may be walked before the Lord in the land of the living? Praise God. That was the tail end of Psalm 56. And then let's go on to Matthew 19, verse 28. And Jesus at this point had said, he was talking about the rich man shall hardly enter the kingdom of heaven. The disciples heard it. They were amazed. They said, well, who then can be saved? And Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. So the things that look impossible, the situations, the people that seem so difficult and so unruly and just so uncooperative, God is able to make a way. He's able to soften hearts. He's able to change people's opinions. And you can see God move if you will just trust Him. And then in Psalm 101, verse 2, bless the Lord. Well, no, that's, let me get over to Psalm 101. David says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And as we wait on God, He will give wisdom. He will give the revelation that is needed in the situation. And then let's go to 1 Corinthians. And of course, this is the beautiful love chapter, especially verses 4 through 8. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Praise God. Verse 13, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Beloved, if we can have God's grace, and He is so willing to give it to us when we're in difficult situations, the most important thing you can remember is just hold your peace. If that's possible, and it's possible if God will give you that grace. So often we just want to speak back really quickly and speak our mind to defend ourselves or do whatever we feel we have to do. But if we will wait on the Lord, you know, a gentle answer turns away wrath. Beloved, it's a free way to live. We're to obey God. That's why we're his disciples. And that's the purpose of our lives, to obey God, to display His work in our lives, not to be loved or appreciated, because sometimes that just does not happen. And also, another thing we have to realize is that one of the reasons people, they cool in their desire, their fervency in serving God, is because of rejection and offense. But you know what, beloved? God hasn't rejected you. And God certainly hasn't offended you. He's your loving Father. Paul said in Philippians, the 3rd chapter, verse 10, he said, "My determined purpose is to know Him and the fellowship of His sufferings, the sufferings with the things He suffered with, such as persecution and rejection." And beloved, it will all come. In all these things, however, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Remember, beloved, you are God's friend. You are the one who helps. And it's okay to cry out if you need help, but it's important to and receive ministry as you need it. But we need to be the grown-up. When people act ugly, don't get carnal and offended. The world needs spiritual leaders. And beloved, in your metron of influence, in your circle of family, friends, loved ones, you can be the leader. Just decide that. That's who I am. And God will fill in all the blanks. Praise God. Well, my time has just flown by on this broadcast. And I pray that, and I'm going to be praying that God would give you the grace to deal with difficult people. And if you have a particular problem and you'd like someone to agree with you, that's what I'm here for. I love you. I pray for my partners, my radio family every day. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And feel free to email. However, I will confirm receipt and I will pray. But if you would like a personal letter of ministry and encouragement, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you, and thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.